We're recording. We can start.
What did you do? What did you do this last week?
This last week,
I have something more interesting. Me and Wolfgang, actually talked about that newspaper that we brought up at the start of the last episode, and we're going to make that newspaper.
Oh, the local hometown newspaper.
Yeah, we haven't come up with our name for the newspaper yet, but it's just going to be like strictly downtown Gainesville local. It's going to be awesome. Like we actually have ideas. We're going to sit down. We just need to get a third party involved, and he's going to have like. We've already figured out like so much of it, like the logistics behind it, and we're at least going to do like one issue, and then maybe from there do like a weekly thing, and we're going to have the kids stand on the corner and say extra extra read all about
Give him a little cabbie hat and a little vest with like Oliver Twist.
He's yeah, like, no, it's going to be fucking great.
Where are you finding the kid?
I know kids.
I have a plethora of children I can pick from.
I relate more to children than I do regular people, so.
All right. Like, hey, kids, who
so this is episode 10?
Yeah, this is number 10.
Yeah,
we got to the double digits. We're almost teens.
I'm Steven.
I'm Zach.
Tony Baloney.
Yeah, and then we got a couple guests here today. We have Sam Parks and Lauren Leshansky.
That's us.
What do
I'm sorry, but it's Lauren Leshanky.
No, Leshanky. Okay, Lauren, you guys are gonna have to like pull the mic all
Lauren
over.
Lil Sharky.
Or if Tony wants to give up the mic for a little bit, yeah, and then if you want something, just like
we
snap
can just
your
pass
fingers.
It around.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, Tony, you don't even say anything half the time.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Hand that mic Sam. Over, Tony.
All right, there
I mean,
we
Lauren
go.
Lauren and I could just cuddle together.
Yeah, we could put our heads together, yeah. Conjoined twins.
However, you guys want to do it.
We're cool with that too.
So anyways, what's been going on with you guys? Why are you here?
Why are we here? You invited us. Well, I let you do laundry at my house, and I bribed you into letting us be on your podcast.
That's right.
That's true. No. Actually,
I'm really sick of this clothesline shit.
Steven has been begging for us to be on his podcast.
I have. No, I've been like really excited. I think it would be good. You're like you both seemed really interested in doing it.
Yeah, we talked about this
a long
time ago.
More so than just randomly being drunk at the bar and going, hey, let me on your podcast. Just a lot of people.
That was like half the time for us.
It was only half. Yeah, exactly.
And then you kept begging. Moments. And then we were like, yeah, okay, I guess.
Well, also because it was just like, oh, let's get you on next week. Oh, not doesn't like last
then
minute. Then
more
find
important
out
people
happen.
Came on before us.
Yeah. No, that's not it. It's your guys' schedule sucked.
I know. We're on such different schedules. But we made it work for Labor Day.
We're a little too important for Steven most of the time.
No, we're not.
Ow. All right.
Everyone's too important for Steven.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Oh, I just opened Skype up. That was annoying.
Well, I mean, you need
to
open
talk
eventually.
To,
yeah, that's why I
we gotta,
it
we gotta call.
Priz already.
Well, actually, wait. I should text him. I haven't. When Priz asked about being on, it was the other night at like 4 a.m.
And he's probably just waking up now.
He FaceTimed me yesterday at like 5 p.m, but I was still asleep, so I just didn't. I just didn't.
You just
I
missed
couldn't.
It, and then didn't call him back.
Yeah. Exactly.
Poor thing. He's waiting for your call.
Yeah, he texted me at... Oh, wait. I just lost it. Wow, most of this conversation is, okay, but I'm going to go to bed now. Okay, but I'm going to go to bed
is
now.
Is that your version of, you hang up? No, now you hang up first.
Wait, who was saying you're going to bed
like,
first?
Dude, just stop fucking texting me. Yeah, it was at 4 a.m. He started texting me about the podcast.
Why? Why?
He's drunk and he's awake.
I don't know.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to be awake now. I just texted him.
But he's got all
we'll
those cool punk friends in New York now.
Yeah, they're keeping him up late.
He's so popular.
Because he loves us.
He does love
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I think that's actually
us.
A common
yeah.
thing is he
not,
complains
not,
that he doesn't have
Steven.
Friends. He doesn't love me? Bullshit. Get
he does
out of
love
not
you.
Like he loves us.
Priz just has so much love in his tiny body.
Okay, we're talking about too much about Priz right now.
He's not even here. We're
already,
he's
already,
not even
already,
talking
about
him.
You know,
he's
like one of the few people that actually listens to this, so he'll hear
I
all
know,
of this.
Sad.
And it's the first 5 minutes, so everyone will listen to it. It's actually the 20-minute mark where no one will...
Wait,
just turn off.
Does our stats like show that?
No.
Oh, that would be so funny.
Like the length of duration
just, like,
how much you listen.
20 minutes, it just drops.
Like, oh, okay, this is fucking dumb.
Once everybody stops talking about Priz, everybody stops listening.
But we call him later in the episode,
so
they really should
Priz.
Stick around.
So then once we get off the topic of Priz, he logs
out.
Oh,
yeah, Priz is already on Skype. He's ready to go.
Oh, do you want to call him now then?
Yeah, do the news intro,
I
though.
Oh, shit, I don't have that pulled up.
God damn it. We have to do that. Yeah, we'll wait for you. No more coffee.
You guys always have the finding rock bottom on the screen.
When we covered this. We covered this the last episode. Exactly. Well, this
I like it.
It's just so apparent and obvious. No,
Wolfgang was like, "What's this called?" And we're like, "Finding rock bottom." We pointed
look
the screen.
To your
goes,
right.
Why is it there? Yeah. He goes, "What is the use of this on a podcast?" Yeah. And I was like,
"Why do you have visual cues on an audio format?" Like, that makes no
and
sense.
And me and Wolfgang just ganged up on Zach and made fun of him.
I think it feels professional.
I like it.
It makes me feel like I'm doing something right.
It makes us feel legit. Like, look at our
works.
Logo. This is
works.
Our
it just,
studio.
It makes me feel like I should be a lot more sober right now. Oh.
Now what? You just need all to right. get mugs with the logo on it for your guests and for you guys.
Oh, that's actually a really good idea.
No, it's not.
Fuck off. That is a great idea.
I like it.
I like that
idea. I feel like a real talk show.
Just hide them all in the giant Jansport backpack. All right,
you ready?
I want to call Priz now.
Oh, my God. I didn't even see that.
Cutting to our New York correspondent little goth shit. Did you play the music? Oh, there it is. Hello.
Priz, what's the word on the street?
It's not raining.
Okay, straight to weather.
All right.
Well, you know, okay, there was the whole thing.
What is that
turn
face?
Him up.
What is that face?
Yeah, I don't know.
There we go. I got it turned up more.
Don't worry about that face. You know, I brought up the weather because the tropical storm that, you know, both you guys and us guys were supposed to get. But
we didn't really get much of that.
We got one rainy night.
Yeah, one that knocked out my power for 2 days.
I'm
glad it's hilarious for you. Yeah, no, it took them like 30 hours before they fucking turned their power back on.
Lauren's mid-texting Charlie right now. Shut up! I'm asking for the Priz painting so I can show everybody.
The what?
Oh, explain.
Okay, Priz, it was supposed to be a surprise to send it to you, but you can't see it anyway. That dragonfly printing shop, the one here downtown, they have this little painting, and it's all pictures of your face. Somehow these six little illustrations all look like you, so Charlie took a picture to send to you, and I'm going to show everybody in the room later so we can all have a good laugh. All
right. fucking A. What's up? Hey, what's going on? Why'd you call me?
You said you wanted to be on this episode. What do you mean, why did I call you?
I just miss Sam and Lauren, you know, it's good.
Oh my God, we miss you so much, Priz.
Miss you the most.
I gotta ask, though, Sam, where the fuck is that bass strap? Come on.
Oh,
it's been...
my God. Yeah,
she's still working
you
on
about
it.
This.
No, I finished it.
What did you do?
What make... bass strap?
No,
you make him a bass strap?
I finished it a while ago.
We need the backstory on this, guys.
As like a going away present for Priz, I made him this bass strap that I technically didn't finish it because I talked to him.
Told
and
you.
He said that he said that he wanted to put on his own patches, but I put Dirty Dirk in letters, in white letters, over a black bass strap, and then I put a discharge patch. Yeah, exactly.
Patch.
On the bass strap, and I called him up, and I was like, "But what else do you want?" And he was like, "No, just send it to me. I'll finish it.
Wants to use it."
But I thought that I didn't have your address, but I realized that I was wrong.
I've sent you my address so many times.
Just one time, please.
So many times. So many. Oh Jesus!
It'll be there. You'll get it.
Priz, did you start a band yet?
Yeah.
Finally.
You did?
Yeah. It took me living here for 7 months, but we did finally get one, and we have, a practice space and all that. So,
what are you called?
We don't have a name yet, or more want to keep it under wraps.
Is that with Courtney?
Yeah, it's with Courtney and then two of my other buds.
Is Courtney drumming?
Yes.
Nice.
Tight.
So, I don't know. I'm excited.
Come play a show here.
What?
Yeah, come just play a show.
When's your tour happening?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Get off of that. So, fucking the practice space that we have is smaller than the room that I live in, which makes it, really hard to, actually physically play in there when you have four people there because you're all kind of ass to ass. It's not great. It's not ideal.
But, I mean, I guess ass to face would be better, but...
Yeah, just stand in a line
for that.
Then, yeah, just
like a human centipede, like band practice.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh Jesus Christ! Why you have to go with the
it's
human
just
centipede?
Got dark.
And there's your band name.
There's the band centipede. Name right there.
If you practice like that, you know you can play a show like that.
I don't know if I want to do that.
I would
I
pay
know.
To see that.
They it's could do like a circle pit
a
around
gimmicky.
You playing.
Well, Lauren, the thing is, you have to pay to see most shows, so I don't think.
Why put me on the list?
Nah, I
nah?
I don't
know. Whoa. Wino has put you on our list so many times, Riz.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, you know what? Fucking Colin left his like Wino for Never shirt here, which I could use as a tent practically. But it's like hanging up there now.
Please wear it out one day, just so it gets the exposure.
He has a Wino shirt.
Does Prince have one?
I do have a Wino shirt.
You got wine stains
literally get wine stains on the Wino shirt.
Every time I put that shirt on, I like get something else on it. Like I got tikka masala on it. I got a whole bunch of other shit on. I can't wear that shirt without getting it really disgusting.
Chris, don't you
all
remember?
White shirts are magnets for food.
Yeah,
and like sweat.
But it just so conveniently happened that Priz and I went out one Sunday to the top, and he just like bought a bunch of wine.
Yeah, we all got glasses of wine.
And then he hit me up the next day, and he was like, "I don't know how, but I have so many wine stains on this shirt." I was like, "That's completely appropriate."
What he doesn't know is I was garnishing him with bits of lime that I was dipping into my wine, so that's why. It was
homemade
happening.
Sangria, or I guess the barmaid sangria.
Yeah, no, homemade. I brought my own sangria to the bar.
Oh, God. Fucking A. Have you guys ever done that? Just, like, brought your own booze to the bar?
I don't, like I've never done it.
No, I'm not an alcoholic.
I'm always just, like, I just feel like such a dick, like, if I do that.
Olivia and I brought tiny bottles of rum to the Dollar Theater
once. Oh, wait, no, I've definitely brought...
Okay, but that's a theater.
I used to
Everybody
buy Fireball shots and bring them over to Mars and put them in my ciders there before they had liquor.
You put Fireball in your cider?
Yeah, it's a good combination. Yeah. You never tried that?
No, but Charlie was telling me about putting alcohol, like some whiskey, in Satchel's homemade ginger ale soda that they make, and he says it's spot on.
Ooh, you know what? If you can combine, like... I bet if you combined Henry's hard ginger ale with some kind of liquor.
Yeah, just up the alcohol level.
Exactly.
So this is just like a drink making show now?
Yeah.
Well, actually, here, I got a good little recipe for you.
But like very, very like rudimentary, like we don't fucking know what we're talking
about,
really. We
actually know nothing about alcohol.
Well, bet you liquor and ginger ale would be pretty good.
Yeah, no, but hard ginger ale.
Henry's is like a brand that makes like hard sodas, and they have like a hard orange soda, and if you put like absolute vanilla vodka in there, it tastes like a fucking creamsicle. It's like a dream.
Oh, dude, I bet.
No, we're talking about like ginger.
Tony's not paying attention. He's interrupting the show.
Is different than ginger beer.
It's ginger ale with alcohol in it, and then you add alcohol to that.
All right,
lost Tony.
Is Tony mic'd or is
no?
He just
Tony's
not
mic'd.
There's not enough mics.
Okay, because I keep getting like a weird like empty spots of sound. I'm like, what the fuck? Is
oh
going
yeah,
on?
That would be Tony. It's
How
not.
About you
it's
just
not
like,
that
get
often.
Him
outside
we're
of
just
shushing
him.
Yeah, can we all shush him for 1 second?
Wait, I like that he wasn't even here last week, and then now we don't give him a mic this week.
He doesn't talk.
You're doing research, right? What are you researching?
The weather.
What is it?
He's looking at glue sticks.
Glue stick sales?
What? Hang on. Is there any background to this?
We just asked him what he's looking up. And he says, "I'm looking up glue sticks." And he held up his computer. And it's like a pyramid of glue sticks on
just
his screen.
A pyramid
Elmer's
of glue sticks.
School glue sticks. It's not even galaxy glue.
It's not even toxic. You can't even get high off of it.
Yeah, it's all the stuff that you can put in like a brown paper bag and huff. That's not even the fun stuff. Oh God. Ugh. Wait, but
if you want to come sit on the couch next to me, Tony, like you can talk.
Yeah, you guys.
Hey, I'm still. You guys never cleared up why he's looking up glue sticks. I don't.
We're
know.
Not sure.
We just
actually.
Don't even. We don't ask him what he's looking up on his own.
I think he puts it in his hair. Like that's not even like a joke. He hasn't done that in years, but
he hasn't done it in years.
I like how you said that completely with like no factual basis, and you're just like, "Oh, I used to do that." Shit.
Not anymore, though. I've grown out of it.
That was a phase.
I moved on since that phase.
So last night was the first night that was, this is completely tangential, but last night was like the first night I was like cool enough to like actually wear a jacket out, and I put on like a my old like Levi's jacket that I hadn't worn since it was last cooled out. And there was like 3 packs of cigarettes. I had 2 cigarettes in them each. And like, what, are those okay to smoke? Or
like, year-old cigarettes?
They're just going to be kind of stale, but it's really not that bad.
They'll taste like Clippers.
Priz has gone full on. Like,
I don't think they'll taste
like
as bad as Clippers.
Dirt punk.
Oh, God.
Hey, cigarettes are really expensive in New York.
That is
actually
true.
The cigarettes that I buy are exactly the same price as you get them at Gator Tobacco. So.
Are the American
How?
Spirits?
No.
American Spirits and Marlboro Reds, you got to go to like these bodegas, which I will not blow up right now on the podcast, but you know,
that, everyone in New York is listening to you, looking for different bodegas to get
everyone
really cheap cigarettes.
Everyone in Gainesville is just like, all right, sweet, now I can go
now
to New York because I know where to go for cigarettes.
That was the only thing holding me.
Priz, do you buy your Lucy's there?
I don't actually. I just buy full packs of cigarettes. I don't need Lucy's.
Why do you have just a pyramid of glue?
Part of the article.
Oh, it's an article? Sorry, Priz.
What?
How to save money on glue sticks.
What?
How many things
are
you gluing?
Why are you reading an article on glue?
What are you doing with these glue sticks? Why are you looking up this many glue sticks?
Are you making a bomb?
Oh my God, he's just on Amazon looking up fucking packs of glue sticks. This is amazing. All the pictures, all the pictures for like how many are in the pack are like either like pyramids or like there's this one that's like an arrow. Like, what the fuck are they doing?
Is there like a Jewish star?
A Star of
that
David?
That would be really cool.
There's a hammer and sickle one.
You would know,
the hammer and sickle.
I think everybody knows what that is, Sam. The Star of David.
Yeah, you're
is
the
not,
only
like,
one that
knows that symbol.
You would know too, though, Priz.
It's not a secret symbol.
Yeah, it's funny you guys mentioned that because there is a picture of a girl holding up a star she glued to something.
Is it Lauren with the Star of David?
Sorry, the
That's
Jewish
totally
star.
Me.
Yeah, that looks
my
like Lauren.
Glued and glittered star.
See, Priz didn't even call it the Star of David. He called it the Jewish star.
I called it the Star of David, and I was like, wait, hang on, the Jewish star, because, you know, jokes, but... I also have a bad connection right now. I can't hear half the shit you guys are saying.
Well, also, like, Sam and Lauren, like, really don't get the whole bring the mic up to your mouth
I'm
thing.
I'm totally holding it up to my mouth.
It
right
is
now.
Right against my lips.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Wait, I just imagine Sam and Lauren are sharing a mic and, like, are, like...
That's what actually, we did
they,
at
they
first.
They wanted to do
yeah.
that, but then they were just, like, holding it in between them, and it was just like, okay, none of that is going to get picked up.
I just imagine, like, Lauren holding Sam like a baby, and then they just, like, take turns, like, leaning up against
I'm
the mic.
Gently
okay,
I'm gently rocking Sam. I'm gently rocking Sam.
This is also how I imagine Zach and Tony are.
That's the same on two great. Couches.
By the way, I just want to point out that Tony just now stopped looking at the glue and moved on. But like, it was the same page. It was just pictures of the glue.
Hey, man. You get lost in the sauce. You get lost in the glue. Everybody's got their own thing.
Why are you looking at a glue stick?
But Tony just like he just turned 21. Why is he already starting to do
he's
weird
not,
things?
He's not even 21.
Oh, what?
He's 20.
Oh, close enough.
Also, come on. We all started doing weird shit before you turned 21.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, but 64 glues in one sitting, like.
And he's buying them in bulk so he can do them in more than one session. You know what I mean?
It's a week's worth.
Glue.
I mean, it is again the Elmer's like
non-toxic
kid school.
You gotta
glue.
Pace
like,
yourself.
You gotta do all 60 to feel anything.
You need that industrial grade stuff.
He's looking up glue stick pyramid, glue stick art.
It's just like the safety scissors that they would give you. And
they're showing you stuff you can glue together. They're not showing you pyramids of glue sticks.
Wait, they're showing. They're giving you ideas of things to glue together. Like,
wait, no, he's just on Google image search with this shit.
That list goes on forever. Then what?
Here,
are you clicking under news?
News about Elmer's glue. Well,
can we research something else?
Skin. Sand
can we get? Can we get away
like
from
no
glue? Can we
artist,
make some?
Ray
can we
Villa
search
things.
Requests?
Here, Tony, do you have a HDMI port on your computer? Here,
get over here.
Well, then we can't hear him again.
No, this is on. No, it's 20 feet long.
No, we can't.
Oh, no, but
him.
Wait. Finding rock bottom isn't on the screen anymore,
oh,
then.
I really miss
wow.
it, actually.
I feel really sad
that's
about
this.
What are you
podcast.
Doing? Yeah, this is.
Oh, wherever.
But the
right
cord
there.
Doesn't stretch. You
there's
go
an ottoman right behind you.
Yeah, but then we can't hear him. We need his.
Oh, whatever.
His commentary.
No one really cares.
I want to see what he's looking at.
Okay, dude, just get down there and unhook.
He doesn't know how cables work. He doesn't understand there's different ends to it.
That is true. Okay.
The floor towel is protecting the wires.
Yeah, so nobody trips over it. That's the whole purpose of that.
Oh,
I got you. Laura I
knows.
See you.
Laura
I see
knows.
What
yeah.
you're doing.
Laura knows.
Lauren's the only one that gets it.
Now, this way, we can all look at what Tony's glue stick pyramids are all about, except for Priz.
And, yep. you know, everybody listening to this fucking podcast.
I think you need to Google image search Buscemi's, Steve Buscemi's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's always really entertaining.
What does that have to do with Elmer glue?
Or
like,
what does anything have to do with anything,
Godzilla unicorn mix.
What?
Is that Godzilla with a horn?
Yeah. But like,
and hooves.
Standing on four legs, not just standing on two legs and having really short arms.
So like a dinosaur horse then?
What?
A hybrid.
No, a Godzilla.
A reptilian horse.
Sort of, but today it's still
on Finding
Godzilla.
Rock Bottom, Tony and Steven.
It still only attacks Asian villages and cities.
I googled Godzilla unicorn mix, and there's like a picture that's like a really badly drawn fan art.
Is it
like,
DeviantArt?
It's hobbiesart.california. I don't know. There's a picture of Godzilla
so
shooting.
Specific.
There's a fucking picture of Godzilla shooting a white laser beam out of his eyes, and then like what appears to be thousands of tiny unicorns just like copied and pasted throughout the like city scene. Actually, one of the oh god, you guys gotta Google this. It's the second thing on Godzilla.
Sam, you found
mix.
Gold.
We will.
Exactly
we will
what
if
I was
we can figure
for.
Out how to work Tony Baloney's computer.
There's a blue unicorn with like a white fiery mane that has an acoustic guitar strapped to its side.
Oh my god!
It's actually
that's
the title.
Steven
of this image is
as a unicorn.
Wait, I wasn't listening. What?
Pris, no. Repeat the description of this unicorn.
There's a blue unicorn with a white fiery mane with an acoustic guitar strapped to its side.
Yeah, sounds like me.
Except for the white fiery mane part.
It.
I don't know.
We need to.
wait.
Do you not know how to work an HDMI cord?
Apparently,
they're trying.
Not.
It says Windows computers, man. They don't like
oh,
to work.
Yeah.
I don't
why,
know.
Why does
I don't know
one brother
that.
Have a Mac and one brother has a Windows?
Because I'm pretentious.
Yet Tony Baloney over here was the one that was like, "Cause Macs suck," like real soft under his breath.
There's a shocking amount of crossover My Little Pony and Godzilla fan art.
I actually am not surprised by that. You know about bronies?
Is this the point where you tell us you're a brony?
Jabronis.
I'm talking about bronies.
Those are
Italian
bronies.
We're talking about jabronis.
Italian bronies.
Is it bros who love My Little Pony?
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah, jabronis.
It is a thing.
They're
yeah.
not called jabronis.
Jabroni is another term.
Potato.
That's what Priz uses to just describe anybody.
That is not a Priz word.
Anybody.
Priz did not make up that word.
I didn't coin
that phrase. We can give that one to The Rock. God
I
damn.
Didn't say you made it. I'm just saying that's what you use
Was
to
it
just
the
describe
Rock?
People.
I mean, I don't think The Rock invented it, but he definitely put it on blast.
It may have been.
Really? You think
Shawn,
he put it on blast?
You know, who knows? Maybe Shawn Michaels made that up.
What?
Who is
Why?
The famous WWE wrestler?
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's
okay,
what
guys.
I don't think anybody said jabroni nearly as much as Mr. Dwayne The Rock Johnson himself.
Like 20 times. It's fucking loading. Jesus.
Are you still looking up glue? Is
no,
that
he's trying to get it to show up on the TV screen, and he just keeps like clicking the same button.
Yeah, apparently I think The Rock is the one who really did like make it the big thing.
Really?
And it was previously
he
previously
jabroni?
Used by the Iron Sheik also.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
okay.
That makes sense.
It's okay. a professional
Stop.
Wrestling slang
Stop.
For a performer whose primary role is to lose to establishment talent.
I think jabroni could be like anything, though. You know what I
or
mean?
Or obnoxious
okay,
personal loser.
Okay, but that was the original meaning, Priz.
All right, I'm just saying, jabroni has evolved. As I don't know if you guys watch Always Sunny. They're just like, what does jabroni even mean? It's like, I don't know. It's like a hockey thing.
You can apply it to anything.
I use
jabroni
even
interchangeably.
It says no signal. I don't think it's going to work on your shitty computer.
Yeah, fuck your computer, Tony.
Tony jabroni.
Whatever.
If you Google jabroni, it's 99% pictures of The Rock and then like four pictures of Iron Cheeks, so.
And it's also apparently a term for an immigrant, especially a recently arrived one. according to Wiktionary.
What?
I think maybe the use of the term jabroni has kind of gone in many different directions now. I'm sure it's like
I
a
feel like
slur
it's evolved
at this point.
Since that meaning.
Dr. Jabroni, this is a good picture.
Is it just like a stock photo?
Yeah, it's just it says Dr. Jabroni. It's just like an old man. All right, great.
He would be old, right?
I always thought it was like an Italian offensive term. I don't know why. What are those things called that do like shave the ice at ice rinks? What are those things called?
Those are Zambonis.
Zamboni.
Here, yeah. plug this back thing. In because it's
also,
not
isn't that like an endearing name for Australians?
Zamboni?
Zamboni? No,
I don't think
it's
so.
Not.
I don't think
maybe,
so.
Maybe Canadians.
Yeah, that would be a Canadian thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right. If we want to go even further, a French...
No, we don't want to go there.
Okay.
What? I looked up Zamboni Jabroni, and there's like a bunch of pictures of like weird bands like playing out of people's living rooms. I don't know what this is. I don't want to put this band on because they're like really crap. They're probably really crap. They have a song Zamboni Bajoni Jabroni.
What? That was a tongue twister for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, dude. I'm like I've gotten like really sick. I don't know how. I don't know what's
probably
going on.
Probably from drinking too much, Priz.
Probably from, yeah, drinking and then hitting me up about the podcast at 4 a.m.
Hey, man,
it's
I was getting off of
about
work.
About you, Steven.
I was getting off of work that night, okay? Give me a break.
Okay, true.
Dude, if I text you at 4 a.m., like, there's like a 50-50 chance that I'm either sober or just getting off of work. Or, I mean, shit-faced. Or just
I was going to say, I was like, wait. So
he's
if you're just getting off of work,
at 4
that means you're not sober?
Sorry, I'm actually hungover right now. So we're, like, out of the 50-50 territory. You can just go ahead and write me off. God, no, yeah. I guess I have been drinking too much because, like, I need people to stop visiting from Florida for my sobriety. There's, like, a...
Oh, just blame it on everyone else, Priz. All right.
There was like a 2-week stint of time where like a fucking shit ton of people from Florida came and visited, and I was just like, well, I got to party every single day because of this. And then I did. And now I'm dying, I think.
That was like Aunt and Adrian. That was not people.
It was a lot of people.
Lainey went. Colin went.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Nicole just got back, but I don't think that's causing you to party.
Dude, just moved up. Like, a bunch of people just got
back. Let's all just say that Tony Bologna is wearing a great aunt shirt tonight.
Yeah?
Which one's it?
Oh.
It's Luke Skywalker and Yoda in the swamp.
Oh, like when he's cradling
Dagobah.
His back?
Yeah.
It's called Dagobah.
Closely
it's a planet,
and
not just one swamp.
I know, but I forgot to try. I was going to say Tatooine, but I knew that was completely wrong.
Wrong planet.
I think I still have the best ant shirt. It's the Pastamania Hulk Hogan.
Do you ever realize, like, okay, so every planet in Star Wars is just like one, one's all just a desert. One's all just a swamp. Like, one's just an ice planet. Like, mm-hmm. Why is there no diversity on these planets?
Well, they blew it up.
That's how planets
go
work.
To one place on those planets. Like, how are you gonna know?
Yeah,
they actually like call them like the ice planet, the sand planet, and the.
There are planets that are like that exist. There are also Earth-like planets on fucking in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, Steven, you're seriously just thinking about Earth as every other planet in the universe.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
most planets
habitable
outside
life
of
on it, wouldn't it be like Earth? And
Steven,
wouldn't it have
it's just how
no.
you know you're
different
in a
climates.
New location That's... for the film. Everything needs to be the same.
No, don't break it. It's real. It happened a long, long time ago.
It's all about the immersion, buddy. Yep.
So is anyone here doing the 48-hour
No.
film?
Oh, I am going to be... I was supposed to mention that. I am going to be... I'm going to be part of somebody's movie this Saturday.
Is it Cameron's?
I don't know. It's Parker's.
What's the theme?
It's 48 hours.
But doesn't everybody get a different
Yeah, but they
concept?
Don't get it until they start.
The day of.
Yeah.
The 48 hours before.
The start of the 48 hours. They right. get their genre, their line of dialogue, and their prop.
And
then
they
got
is this like
a
starts,
sweet
starts
thing.
Friday night.
Yeah, and they have 48 hours to do it, and then I think it airs
Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh my God.
So Saturday I'm going in, or I'm going over to Parker's, and I'm going to be, apparently what he wants me to do is come audition for a part, and they're going to film that, and that's what, like, their movie is going to be, is just, like, auditions for parts. So, If anybody else wants to, they said bring people. Oh, turn off your alarm.
I want to audition.
Why is your alarm going off?
Sam, that's so unprofessional right now.
Your inner interview.
6 p.m.
Whatever.
What do you have an alarm set for 6 p.m. for? Were you afraid you were not going to wake
take
up?
Take a wild guess. Just take a wild
actually,
guess.
Actually, have you met Sam? Like, there are days where she hits me up. She goes, I just woke up. It's like 8. And she's like, do you want to play pool or something?
Oh,
I did. Priz, when you FaceTimed me yesterday at like 5:30, I was just waking up.
Oh my god. And then you didn't even answer the FaceTime. I was sitting with Dunya and we were FaceTiming just like random people. I was like, who has an iPhone that can FaceTime?
Oh,
then,
so it wasn't even like you wanted to hit me up.
It
was like
special.
Oh, I'm hanging out with Dunya and we're just gonna FaceTime any other person who has an iPhone.
Wow, yeah. Way to make this sound like a personal attack or something. Holy shit.
This is the only platform Sam has to personally attack you publicly.
All right.
Yeah, what
so
the fuck, Priz, trying to get in
everyone
contact
thinks
with
that
me.
I love you and that we're in a relationship, so I guess I have to put it out there that we actually hate each other.
That's not true at all.
Love you,
Priz. I love you, Sam.
I love you, too.
So I love you, too, Priz. It's funny that you guys were talking about the 48-hour film fest because I popped up in my time hop just now and I have a picture of the band Roulette like after we all got sorted into our bands, and like me and Lauren are in band number one, and we definitely had a great time there. That was fun. I don't know.
Oh, that's how you were going with that? That there's like a story.
I don't know. It was just like my time hop is like all Sam and Lauren for some
those
reason.
Barely connected.
Those two ideas barely connected.
It was like a thing at Boca.
I was in band too. I was in band too.
Priz, was band Roulette after Street Drugs tried to happen?
No, it was before. That's how we met you guys. Wasn't
no,
it?
No, no,
no.
I think
was, band
was
Roulette was
no,
after.
No, because yeah, Street Drugs happened, and that's how I met you, Steven.
That's how I met you,
because
too.
You just started popping up at my house trying to play music, which was really annoying.
I'm sorry.
And
that was Priz's fault.
Okay. I wouldn't call that my fault. Aren't
oh,
you
know I
Priz,
barely
though?
Tried in that band.
Oh, yeah. I tried really hard.
You remember Graham drumming, though?
Yeah.
Remember Colin coaching Graham
and
on
it was
jumping?
Really good.
Writing his parts for him. It's well, like yeah, no, but Band Roulette totally solidified our musical relationship, Priz.
So was it before or after? We never figured that out.
It was after.
It was a long time after.
It was after.
Long time after. Yeah, because then, like, after...
No, yeah, yeah. That, no, of course. Okay, I remember now.
After that, Lauren basically, like, taught Priz how to play bass.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's when we started working more, like one-on-one, me on guitar, Priz on bass.
And I would sometimes sing.
And you would come out of your room just having woken up, sleep still in your eyes, and you would get on the mic.
Yeah.
True. Hey, Priz, I just found my Zelso patch again.
Oh my god. Really? Holy
shit. I did. I left it somewhere since I've moved around like 3 different times in the past few months, but I reclaimed it. Tell everyone
the Zelso.
Well, I'm Zelso. The name came from a patch, a random like work, like a mechanic suit patch, like name patch you would find.
Yeah, like a jumpsuit
like
name badge.
Like a jumpsuit name that it would be like Mitch or like Carl, but it says Zelso for some reason.
I mean, I have to assume Zelso was this guy's like last name or something, but it's also a really, it's like, I could see Kelso, but Zelso seems like a...
Zelso was just so bizarre. I had to get it. And then, Priz just called me Zelso from then on. And then you became Krangus. So we were Zelso and Krangus.
And that's how the whole band Roulette thing happened to be, like, all the songs or like, the band name.
Yeah,
the,
well...
The Krangazoids.
The Krangazoids. Priz would just improvise lyrics over his bass parts, and it would all be about Krangus and the Krangazoids, the whole race of Krangus.
Guys, Tony Baloney found a thing that's little green army men in yoga poses.
Is his name Krangus or Zelso?
No.
Then I don't care.
Then why did you bring that up?
Yoga poses.
What are you
Yoga Jones.
Anyways.
Steven and Tony are having their own thing over here on this
podcast. I'm having a blast. You guys' trip down memory lane is boring the shit.
Oh, man.
All right, whatever.
That just means you're a shitty host of this podcast.
I tried to wrangle it in, and I was just like, all right, this is just going to keep
going. I don't
know.
I feel like we got stuck on the glue sticks for a long time.
The glue sticks was a fun subject. I think we should have continued on with that.
How about we don't?
I feel like we should have continued on to the giant Jansport backpack
that's staring.
Please
face.
Tell me.
We need some sort of like alarm or something. That
can
goes
you
off
get rid of it though?
You should
just like get rid of it.
I still think Kurt was right, and we should just have like you know that soundboard to play like weird sounds yeah. that we give to Tony Bologna.
Yeah, but I want to treat the Jansport backpack like the word of the day in Pee Wee's Playhouse. Like, we're like, you don't talk about the Jansport backpack.
That's a good idea because somebody's gonna bring it up anytime they're in this place.
Well, every time because nobody who comes on here has ever listened to the podcast.
Yeah. And every time when someone sees that, they're like, "Dude, you could kill a prostitute and bury them in
that."
Everyone always
a body would definitely fit in there.
Yeah, that's everyone's first thing. Like, dude, we could hide a dead body.
Sam, get
in
the bag.
Wait. Can we play a game that is like a will Lauren or I fit in it?
You guys will both fit in it.
I want you to get into
how many people in this room can we fit in the Jansport backpack?
Okay,
that is not good podcast for material. That's a good stage show material.
If we had Priz here, we could get at least me, Priz, and Tony Bologna in there.
Oh yeah,
that's it.
That close to Tony ever in my life.
I would not take that to school.
What did you say, Priz?
I don't want to be that close to Tony ever in my life. So just let's not do that.
Yeah, I got a rebuttal.
He was smiling, but I could see a tear going down his face.
It was a sad smile.
The lone tear.
He's trying to. He's one tear, but he's trying to smile through. He's
all
like blinking real hard.
All
like,
Tony Bologna ever wanted was for Priz to like him, and Priz just shits all over him constantly.
It's like the low-hanging fruit of making fun of people, you know what I mean?
He likes dropping nicknames people and just like bailing on them.
That was the saddest
laugh. Hey, you're Tony now, fuck you!
That was the saddest laugh that came out of Tony. It was just like...
Oh, God. I'm like relishing that so much. Oh, that makes me feel warm inside, honestly.
What are we at?
Like 37 minutes.
You guys were only talking for like 7 minutes before you rang me up.
Oh, no. Dude. We've been talking to you for 30 minutes.
That's
yeah,
so yeah. That's exactly what he just said.
No, we started the podcast. Exactly what he we talked for maybe 5 minutes before because there was a 2 minute.
Okay, no, you said we're at 37 minutes.
Oh, fuck
minutes.
Off. I get what I said. I'm trying to
but
move on.
But the thing
on.
Is, like, about me and Lauren. As like
let's bring the focus back over as, to us.
Yes.
You are the guest of honor after all.
The big thing about us is that even though Priz left, I feel like both of us realize that there's a big part of our life that is left and moved to New York.
You guys that is
not and it was Joe. It was Joe today.
Oh, Joe, oh. Yeah.
Joe left Wait. Today?
Today was the day Joe moved.
Wait a second.
Bye, Joe.
Wait a second.
You know,
yes,
you know,
he's moving to New York
I thought so, but I went to Palomino's before I came here, and Micah was like, no, he didn't leave. He just went to Jacksonville, and he's coming back.
So he didn't move today.
Oh, my God.
I thought he bought a plane ticket, but...
He said he's going to be here the 11th. Okay, there. I'm just going to fuck... He was the
Wait,
only person to answer
he's flying in on
face.
September 11th?
Oh. Whoa, that's a bad taste.
That's some bad luck, man.
He'll be fine.
That was awesome.
I think it'll be okay.
He's going to make it. I think
I only know
okay.
this because nobody
luck.
Else answered the fucking FaceTime thing except for Joe. So
okay.
Because right. he doesn't have a life.
He was at work. He fucking went out for a break at work. Yeah,
exactly.
He's like, hey, what's up,
his Ray? Work is a joke.
No, it's because he cares about his friend and doesn't sit
his
there
His work
go,
is a
nah.
joke. I was tired.
That's Joe was literally at work. You couldn't even answer. You weren't even doing anything. Oh man! No. So
you know
wait.
Who's the better friend?
Hang on, it's Labor Day. Why aren't you guys like having a?
We're not
out?
Laboring.
Yeah, I didn't labor all day.
Okay, that's completely missing the point of what Labor
I went
Day
to
is.
Flashbacks. I bought a new dress. I'm having
it's
a
actually,
great day.
It's a beautiful dress on Lauren.
Thank
can
you.
We all can we all say that to her?
Can
because
you all tell me
dress.
That it's a beautiful
Lauren,
dress?
Lauren, you
dress.
Look
Thank
fantastic.
You. It was $5.
I did not.
I like
not.
That Priz also complimented the
Priz,
dress.
What do you think? Your opinion
I said,
means
I said
most.
You look fantastic. It's
oh my
really
God.
He doesn't see the giant swastika on the back, though.
Don't say that. I'm Jewish.
Here, Lauren, stand up. I'm going to take a picture to send to Priz.
Yeah, no, I didn't do shit today. What are
I'm
you saying,
I'm a little
Priz?
Down low, so you may
I'm
get
saying,
like a little bit.
Isn't labor, aren't you supposed to, like, have like a fucking cookout or go swimming on Labor Day or
that's
something.
That's what capitalism wants you to
do. When do I do anything, man?
Sometimes. Fucking A.
Not anymore.
No, the whole idea of Labor Day is supposed to celebrate like unions and like just for everyone to get a day off and bullshit. It's about more of the work week than anything.
All right.
It's not barbecues. It's dumb.
Are there any barbecues happening? Because I'm not opposed to just crashing one.
I don't know any barbecues.
What is Sam laughing about in the background over there?
Prison Steve?
I don't know. She's talking off mic.
I didn't hear you give a name to it.
Yeah, no. So I took a picture of Steven last night, and it's called Prison Steve.
2 nights ago. I'm just smoking in the picture, and she just thought it was freaking hilarious and then made fun of me for the rest of the
night. Okay, it was not just me.
And then I sat there and, like, literally just was just, like, to myself, like, this is why I don't leave my house. Like, fuck this. Well, this is my friend shitting on me for, like, a half an hour over a picture she took.
Well, no, some random person decided to text me, and I was like, I don't know who you are. So I retaliated.
They wanted to put their hands in her sandbox for an art project.
Yeah, I retaliated by sending them a bunch of pictures of all my friends. And
that sounds like something Victor would say to you.
Victor Perez?
Also, wait, the random number didn't text you. Didn't you start that conversation?
No, oh no, I was hitting up Poppy.
Yeah, and you, so you texted the wrong number.
That dress is lovely.
I still retaliated.
Laura, that dress is truly lovely. I just got the text. I don't know about the swastika on the back, but...
Thank you.
Know.
I'm going to put a patch over that. Don't worry.
I'm also going to send this picture of Justin.
Oh, my God.
Why is he sending you nudes?
He's not. It was the group text.
It wasn't completely
What a handsome boy. Jesus Christ.
Wait, we got a sound effect.
Music.
So this is Prison Steve.
Hit something.
When you say it, it sounds like you say Priz and Steve. That's why
I
want to
see
Priz
in it. Prison Steve.
I'm so confused.
It's just
like,
a picture of you.
Thank you.
Why is this Prison Steven? I don't understand.
Thank you, Lauren. God.
It's just a picture of Steven.
It's pretty much
thank you.
It's a picture of Steven smoking a cigarette.
Thank you to my true friends.
Nothing to write home about, honestly.
Well, to me, it looked like Steven in prison, struggling through a hard time, really taking
it's
that
just
cigarette
me
in.
Smoking a cigarette, and I look pissed.
This
is
always
this is
that's just you.
Yeah,
does anybody have anything to
new.
Talk
that's
about?
That's why I don't get it. Let's take a break.
Yeah, we
go
to a break and yeah.
Oh, we take
cigarettes.
Breaks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
thing?
Awesome.
Yeah, you're not paid for the breaks, unfortunately.
We're not paid for the breaks.
Yeah.
Unpaid
it's
lunch
kind of,
break.
It's
I really
kind of
had
a
to
bummer.
Pee.
I can take that. That's fine.
All right. Well, what are you going to play?
I got a song pull. I got a man pulled up.
All right.
Oh, get the fuck out.
Fuck you.
Play your fucking man. Get out of here.
Are you leaving, Priz? Goodbye. I love you.
I'm still on Skype, so...
Nope. Nope, he's still here.
Okay, goodbye. I love you.
I'm going to hang up on him. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Don't call me ever again.
Love you, bye.
My socks fell right there with you. Ping.
Oh, Steven didn't do his goodbye for never see you.
All right, let's. We're going to go into a break. I'm going to play Top Drawer by Man. It's a fan. Fine.
Back and I know you need more. back.
Yeah, that was Top Drawer by Man Man. That was a I like that song. That's a good band.
I never really listened to them.
I got a poster. It's that red one.
Yeah, I know.
It's a great band. I've seen them many times.
I'll take your word for
that. Yeah, he's on a. They actually did a theme song rendition for Weeds in the last season.
Oh,
the little boxes. They did. So did Bomb. Bomb Music Industry also did a episode.
Well, every season they change the artist covering that song. Yeah.
Like well, actually, the Man Man one, it was actually in the earlier seasons. It was like this one guy's funeral, and they actually played their songs throughout the episode.
Oh, okay.
And it was actually like they integrated it more than just like the opening change.
Right. Because I remember that every season it would be a different version of that because it's their theme song.
I got through like four episodes of that show, and then I was just bored with it.
Oh, really? Because the first like two or three seasons are really good.
Yeah, but then like, once they leave that like whatever that town they're in, I don't give a shit anymore. It got
Wait,
dumb.
Is it the girl
yeah,
from?
Like,
is
down,
it the
right?
mom from Gilmore Girls?
No,
because it looks just like
Mary
her.
Louise Parker. She's great. I just watched Fried Green Tomatoes for the first time,
are you
and she's
work,
in it.
Tony,
I've never.
As like a girl, all right, everybody, let's really say young. Bye to Tony.
Bye,
bye,
Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Tony,
love you.
Oh,
fuck that.
Margarita
Monday.
There,
I'm
have
in there
fun,
after this because I gotta talk to Dave, so I'll see you. Have fun.
Groans as he exits.
All right, enough about that loser.
no, but that storm that came through wasn't that much of a storm. It was really disappointing. Did you like because you lost your power, didn't you?
So what happened? Like, the storm like got really bad between like 1 and 4 in the morning. Apparently.
Yeah.
So I was asleep because I had to work the next day. So I missed all of it. And when I woke up the next day, our power was still on. Like, it was like the lights were flickering. So I turned them off. And then, like, but before I left the house, like, it was back on and it was normal. So I was like, okay, whatever. Fucking come back from work. Like, I got off super early on Friday. And, like, the fucking power's all out. And they said, like, there were people down the street saying the transformer was about to blow, like GRU people. And then they just left. They didn't do anything. And then I kept calling like the hotline they have, and they kept saying like, oh, you know, it'll be on shortly. It'll be on at this time or whatever. And the automated voice gave me like, you know, like estimated times or whatever. And so finally it estimated like it was going to be on at like 8:30, and it was like 6. So I was like, well, fuck this. I'm going to go to the bar because I'm just sick of sitting in a house with no power. And when I got back at like 9:30, it was still off. So I called the number again and like skipped through everything to get to where you can like leave a message for them.
Yeah.
And just fucking bitched them out. I was
like,
like
a drunken
rant. I wasn't like drunk. Like I was really like I had like two.
You
two
were just
drinks.
Pissed off.
Yeah, I was just fucking insanely pissed. So I was just like, fuck you guys. You guys said this would be on at like 6, and then you said it'd be on at 8:30. I still don't have any fucking power. I have to work tomorrow morning. I have no way to set an alarm. My phone's almost dead. I'm gonna fucking miss work.
That's crazy.
This is fucking insane. Everything in our fridge is going bad. All of our stuff in our freezer is like thawing out. And I just bitched him out and then just ended it with a fuck you guys.
Wait, so it's always good to end a complaint with fuck you.
Yeah, so I
just
like,
so you really get the point across.
I left it at that and I was just like, I'm just being a dick because I need to fucking like vent this to them.
That's really crazy though because I live right down the street from you
and
our building did not lose power all day, but Alu did and he lives right around the corner from us. So I heard that pretty much everybody in our area lost power, but for some reason I didn't.
Not
so
Lauren, not Lauren
like,
special.
I
used
every
single
it was only up. It was only from like halfway up that block to like the end of the block, and then the house next to us that's on the corner had power.
That's so weird. So, like, how does our grid system work?
Yeah, right.
Why
so,
are we all on different like power lines?
So then like 30 minutes after I left that message, I got a call back from them, and like I just screen any number I don't know. I just don't answer it because I'm like, I don't fucking want to deal with whoever's trying to call me. So they left a message, but they were just like, oh, we have people in the area working on it. It will be on shortly. You know, we're really sorry.
No, well, since you said that you had power earlier.
I could see it from my fucking, like, porch. No one was
That's
down there fucking
working.
That's what I
was going to say. That it's weird that you had power earlier in the day and then lost it after the storm had passed. Because yep. all day I was seeing GRU trucks driving down our street.
Yeah.
Not really doing anything. Just yeah. kind of perusing around and not
Dude,
working on anything actively. But the GRU truck was there. They were just like making it seem like they were doing something.
So, by the way, the next
they probably
day,
fucked it
like
up or turned
truck.
It off too.
What?
Just like an ice cream truck.
Yeah. No, so then the next day, Saturday, I get home from work. It's still off, and then the GRU truck shows up at 3:30 and the power was on by 4. And I was like, it was something that took you a half an hour to fix?
Yeah.
Where the fuck were you?
They were just driving around having a good time.
Fucking assholes. We're trying to get them to like reimburse us for all the food in our fridge, but you know they're not going to fucking
Yeah, they're
do
not going.
We're
not.
Still
going to
try.
That's a storm.
I mean, GRU just went through that whole scandal about overcharging people for the Did you hear about that? That
no.
People are like suing GRU because they were caught overcharging people.
Well, yeah,
power.
They're horrible.
Yeah, like the bills
yeah.
are always too high.
Yeah, no, they used to do that to me and Patrick, but it was the weirdest thing because we would get like a bill for like $300, but we didn't have internet and we didn't hang out at the house, so like it would be insane. And so we'd get this bill, we'd argue with them, and they'd be like, no, that's accurate. And we're like, fine, whatever. We pay the bill, and then they would fucking the next month. We would have no bill and a credit for $25 to the next month. So we were like, obviously you overcharged us. How do you do it that badly that you can't even lie
they
the
can't
next month?
Admit it.
Like,
they legally
like,
oh, cannot
so this
admit.
Month is free and yeah. you have $25 off the next month's bill.
It's like they're just like winking at you like, hey, by the way. Here's $25. It's so great.
It's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this doesn't make sense. How bad?
Yeah.
Wait, is that a hula hoop over there?
Yeah, it lights up.
Oh. Hoops. Hoops here.
Who's I'm sorry. Are we going to the Swanee Festival or what?
No, that was for a prop for a sketch I was doing.
He got it in Coachella.
Sounds
nah,
very
but
likely.
I didn't lose any power thing, but like, I have a leak. That popped up during the storm. It's only in my room right next to my bed. It's
of course
the,
it is.
It's the window frame. They're like, I woke up at like, it was 4 a.m. Everyone woke up at 4 a.m. somehow on Friday, but like I was about 4 a.m. Like there was like a bunch of water dripping down, was splashing on me, like getting my bed soaked. Like, what the fuck is this? So I had
oh
to get,
my God.
So I got one thing set up and then I went to bed. Then the next day I found a second one.
You had to sleep cradling like a bucket next to you.
No, it's on my windowsill. It looks like I'm making really shitty sun tea. It's just these really buckets of like dirty water in it.
Dirty water sun
yeah.
tea.
And then like, so the one leap, I was like, all right, fuck it. So the next day I was like, I emailed them, but my apartment, they're not open until like Tuesday tomorrow. And so then another hole popped up. I put another bucket, and then I went to sleep. Then the next day, like three more. There's
it's
a now,
only your room.
Yeah, only my window. It's my window. There's five holes now. It's coming out of Jesus. Like this, like my blind, and then like three out of the side of the like the frame of the window. There's a crack running down to the side of the window now, and there's a hole underneath the windowsill. Of water's coming out.
Oh,
good
God.
Luck getting that fixed.
Sounds like yeah. Slatopia.
Sounds like our
exactly
old house.
Like Slatopia.
Except at least their roof didn't
well, no,
collapse.
At
like
least
a,
the roof didn't almost fall on my head
this is,
and murder
this seems
me.
Like a nicer of apartment complex. Like they'll fix it.
Yeah, it's just
yeah.
the week.
They'll get
weekend.
To it.
Yeah, I told them about it Friday, so like they said they would fix it. But I know exactly what it is. I go outside, I see water coming down where water's not supposed to be going. I'm like, fuck, there's a hole
at
in the
At least
roof.
The leak isn't hitting your forehead. Head as you sleep, like water
no,
torture. It, like it's not
I had that.
Directly.
I had
on
that in my. It was only because the water would leak right above my fan, so the fan would like
blow,
like, disperse the
yeah.
water everywhere.
Right.
That's sort of what's happening because when it hits the windowsill, it goes and it's like sprays on me. I'm like, and I wake
you're
up like
in
what
a
the
constant
fuck?
Mist, like you're walking through a
yeah,
theme park.
I'm tired of waking up at 4 a.m. waking up to like holes and water and. I'm so over
oh,
it.
I forgot to bring up last week, or maybe I did, but I don't think I talked about it very much. But last week, before the podcast, I woke up and it was like sunny, beautiful, whatever. So I'm like, you know what? I don't have to, but I'm gonna do some laundry. I'm gonna go ahead and clean like all these clothes and shit. So run the load in the wash, and then we don't have a working dryer, which I think I've mentioned on this before. But we have clotheslines, so run the wash, and then I hang it up on the clothesline. And right when I finish hanging it up, I look up and like clouds are like rolling in, and I'm like, "Fuck!" I'm
like
"All
right,
well."
When you put the last
like,
clothes
last,
pin on the line,
yeah, the last
the
fucking
gray.
Shirt. I'm just like, God damn it. And I'm like, eh, it's not that dark.
The last
maybe,
page of the Lion
maybe
King
it
goes
won't
out.
Rain. It doesn't look that bad. So I go back inside, and 5 minutes after I had put that last thing on there, downpour. Just like torrential fucking downpour
Steven,
starts.
Steven, it's the extra rinse cycle that you forgot to do.
No, but here's like the worst part. So then, so that was Monday. And then like Tuesday, I got off work, get home, and it starts raining again. So I'm like, well, fuck it. And then it just rained for the rest of the goddamn week. So, like, I had this, like, load of clothes that was just soaking wet and could never dry. And then I had, like, the few pairs of clothes that I just kind of kept rewearing for the week. And then like, fucking Saturday finally comes around. And I just, like, begged my my neighbor Micah. I was just like, please let me come over and do laundry.
Yeah, no, we were supposed to hang out. And then we eventually did hang out. And you still like clouds started rolling around right when you met me out at the bar. Clouds started rolling around, didn't they?
Did they? Well, I mean, I did laundry at Micah's, so I used his dryer.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different day.
Every time Steven
I feel like
makes
this happens
Sam,
to you a lot.
Yeah, if I have to use this clothesline, like it just it brings the rain. Like it's the fucking worst. I hate it.
That's fine. A dryer is not too far away from you in either direction.
Yeah, no, I do. I do got two neighbors that let me use dryers, so that's pretty cool.
You'll always have dry clothes, or just keep recycling your three outfits.
I mean, that's kind of what I do anyways, so like, it's not that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yo, but those new pants.
Yeah. Those them new pants.
These new pants.
That's the reason why you got new pants, because everything's dirty.
Actually, no, it that was one of the reasons I decided to do that load of clothes was like, I was like, well, if it rains on, you know, Monday, I have new clothes coming like the next day or new pairs of pants. So I'm like, so I can ride off those for a little while too.
Yeah. I sort of did it with socks recently. Like all my tall socks, they're all like super gross and they all have holes in the toes. So I bought a brand new pack, but I'm too lazy to wash them. So I wear them. I go to work. I wear my tall black socks. I take them off. And it's just like that black lint like all over my foot.
Oh, yeah.
Just,
yeah.
I don't know what to do. I don't want to wash them. That's too much work. I was way too
I was
dirty.
Like, yeah, I was kind of upset. I was like, oh, I have to wear my new pants. I don't even get to wash them. I'm like, they're ordered offline, so I'm like, I don't even know like where these things have been. Like they've been sitting in some dingy warehouse for like ever. Yeah, they're washed now. These are clean.
They come with that already worn in look.
No, they didn't. They looked really weird.
Like those whole,
they
like
still
those
have like a crease. Like you bought pleated jeans.
Oh yeah.
They're very starchy.
Bring
they're
back
very
pleated
stiff.
Jeans, Steven. Make it like the 80s again.
I can't bring back anything.
Corduroy pants.
Corduroy pants?
Corduroy
I think
never
Brian
went
York's
out of style.
On that one.
No.
He's trying for that.
I used to wear corduroy cutoffs. I don't wear
I don't
them anymore.
That.
I like them all. I like
them.
Did
you wear them
lot.
Like, yeah,
corduroy
when I knew you?
Corduroy is so comfortable.
Yeah,
corduroy is a great
fine.
Material.
Yeah. But my thighs rub so much that all the corduroy's gone.
Rubbed off.
Yeah, it's just like weird material
just,
in my
it's
thighs.
It's just like straight up material underneath it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's what's underneath corduroy. Nothing.
I never knew.
Nah.
Oh, God.
Fat people problems. You know?
Hey, man, thick thighs. Thick thighs
chub
save
rub.
Lives.
Don't they make
chub
something
rub.
For
I thought
chub
thick,
rub?
I
yeah.
thought thick thighs told lies.
Thick thighs save lives.
That's not what Colin
lives.
Has tattooed on his arm.
That's true. He did get that tattooed.
Yeah.
I heard
there's
it
guys out, thighs out.
It.
I know that one. That's a
guys out, thighs out.
Yeah. So we start getting those jorts on, strutting around. I heard that crop tops for men are coming back again.
Yeah, that was such an 80s
I'm
thing.
Surprised
Prince always wore
what?
Crop tops. Prince always wore
oh,
crop tops.
I thought you were saying Priz, because I was going to say, I'm surprised Priz doesn't wear crop tops.
Well, remember when Priz was more trying to bring capes back? He did that last summer, I believe. He like was really getting into capes, but I never saw
I
him wear one.
I was
going to
say, I never
that.
Saw him wear one.
No, he didn't.
No.
He just like was telling people and posting on
he
Facebook.
He did it at night. He'll get drunk. And it's like run around his house.
And I'm really sad he didn't bring it back, because my mom just got me a poncho cape from San Francisco, like a vintage one, and I want to wear it when
oh,
I'm on stage
cool.
playing shows, but you know go. I guess I'll bring it back instead.
What were you trying to say, Sam? Because you can't talk at the same time as Lauren.
I know, but it's a lot more fun that way.
Wait your turn.
It's not that important.
Oh, okay, all right.
I've been wanting to get a fanny pack though.
Oh my god, dude. I just bought a shark fanny pack.
You did
pack.
Not just buy that. That was forever ago.
Nobody has seen it, Sam.
Call the fuck out.
It's a long time ago, like a month ago.
A long time ago was like
what?
The shark panty pack was a while ago.
Was it? Yes. Well, I bought it for Charlie, but he never wears it anyway.
Does it look like a shark, or does it have like a shark like image on it?
No, it's shaped like a shark. No, it's not shaped like a shark. Sam, I'm describing it. Buy your own shark fanny pack if you want to talk about it.
It has a shark's mouth on it.
It has a shark head.
It's not shaped like a specific shark.
Sam.
I don't like it with like a bunch of fish are around your waist and they're all pockets.
It is a shark, and the front pocket is the mouth of the shark.
I'm kind of into the idea of fanny packs coming back because, like, I always have to, if I go out at night, like, I have to bring my backpack so I can have my bike light because it's fucking huge.
Yes, show it
to
everybody.
Is my bike light?
Is it so show and tell,
my bike right now. What?
Why is it so big? You don't need a big one.
Because it's bright as fuck, and I like it.
Is it like a hurricane flashlight attached to your bike?
Is it like a floodlight?
No, it's not like that.
It runs on a car battery.
Is it like a motion-activated floodlight? It
takes
those
huge D batteries, like 8 of them.
Yeah, is it like one of those, like...
Just get a miner's headlight.
Yeah, exactly. Whenever you go into a
cave. Get the Jurassic Park one.
Point is, I can't put it in my pocket, so I bring my backpack everywhere, and then also, like, I can, like, you know, keep other shit in there. But I want to get, I should get a fanny pack. I think that would be the way to go.
I mean, all I really carry is, like, my wallet, keys, and phone. Like, I don't, and I don't like keeping shit in my pockets. I hate having stuff in my
pocket. Then you need a fanny pack.
And then a backpack is too big.
Yeah.
Or cargo pants.
Oh, my God. Let's bring back
cargo pants. That's why they were invented, to hold all your belongings
on your legs. Your D-pack batteries and your spare pack of batteries for your game.
Tupac Shakur
batteries. Flashlights.
Oh my God.
It's not, it's Tupac.
Let's go investigate some abandoned buildings with your lanterns and extra batteries.
And your mining helmets.
And your mining helmet.
We're bringing back crop tops and cargo shorts. Let's go.
Urban
crop
exploring.
Tops, cargo shorts, mining lights.
Urban exploring. Capes
for protection and disguising.
This is like the fads of 2017 from Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. Right now, we're predicting trends for Gainesville.
Well, okay, you know, a lot of that stuff you described, yeah, like, have you ever seen or heard about like urban explorers? People that break into like abandoned buildings?
I was looking up that stuff for a while. In between fight videos.
No. Like you go to like abandoned like factories and like underground tunnels. The Midwest is full of this shit.
In Orlando, there's like this abandoned Japanese theme park.
In Orlando?
Yeah, in Orlando.
Why Japanese?
Oh, I think vaguely heard about it. Like, I've seen people take pictures there.
I forget what it's called. It's like called like a wonderful world or something.
Well, I know there's like websites.
We used to go there because it's all like graffitied now. It's all like graffitied now, and my brother and I have this like photography series.
Is it just where upcoming bands go to take their band photos?
Yeah, it's just like his band graffiti. When he was in high school. They were called Never Surrender, and we just went and we took pictures of them around.
There's an abandoned school in downtown Jacksonville. It's right underneath the highway, and there's like a whole haunted story about that where they used to like. Supposedly steal kids and kill them in the basement and, like, burn them in the furnace and stuff. And you can, like, go through this tiny little window and it's, like, the whole, like...
It's in Jacksonville?
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Is it maybe the daycare from Fringe where they brought all the kids that they tested
Stop
on?
Stop talking about Fringe, Steven. I swear to God.
No, it's really cool because, like, right when you get in there, it's, like, the little foyer thing, like, the main school. Then there's the auditorium, but the whole roof caved in. So it's all, like, lit up and there's, like, the roof is all there and it's all spray painted as a stage.
That's cool.
Yeah, but you have to go through, like, a little, like, 8x2 foot hole and you don't want to get stuck in there.
There used to be
an abandoned castle in Miami that I explored.
A castle.
That somebody had, commissioned and built for them. Rich person in Miami. Have you been there with the weird statues?
Yeah, I have been there.
I only know the Coral Castle down there.
Not the Coral Castle. This was in Miami Beach.
Splendid China. That's what the place in Orlando was called.
That's the theme park?
Yeah, in Orlando.
China. The Miami one was really creepy. It had weird, like statues of like mythical creatures for some reason, and then inside was all just like really old books and like I guess people had like partied there before, but
that's
it
cool.
Definitely felt haunted, so yeah, that's what I was gonna say place. Like I would only go to an abandoned building if I feel like it's gonna be haunted. I'm trying to contact spirits.
Well, okay, no, like in Minneapolis we had a lot of really cool abandoned places because during the Prohibition, they would bring stuff down the Mississippi River, which goes right through Minneapolis. And so all these businesses that are down on the river, like their storefront would be up to the street, like running along the river, and they would be like the back of the stores would be down towards the river, and they would have like tunnels underground that led right up to the river. So people would bring in booze from Canada and like take it up into these secret like under like underground
railroads?
Like storage areas. No, storage areas.
It was Harriet Tubman smuggling in the alcohol
in Minneapolis.
No, but seriously, but all the tunnels were connected underneath all the buildings so that they could pass like booze underneath, and like, you know, they have like speakeasies down there and shit. So that was like a cool thing that people broke into all the time, and then
so you can still go into these tunnels. Like,
sort
there's
of,
access?
They've blocked a lot of them off. Like, it's really hard to get into them now because they all like cave in and stuff. So the cops
ain't
are,
no
like,
wall
really
keeping me out
about like blocking them off. But then there's this labyrinth system underneath St. Paul.
Pan's Labyrinth?
No, but it's just like this crazy fucking like in-depth system that they have. Like, it's like 7 layers deep, and like you can get to intersections that go like 4 different ways all around, and then like down like 5 levels that all go like 4 different ways. So a lot of people like have gotten lost down there trying to explore it and shit.
Yeah, don't forget your mining light.
Yeah.
And your cargo shorts.
And your cargo shorts.
Well, I mean, no, even with the light, you get lost. It's like insane.
Just in case you run into vampires.
So do you think people have gone down there and died?
Yes. No, that's actually a thing.
There's bodies there?
There's bodies. Yeah, people have gotten lost down there. It's like a big problem. But then
that's why you bring rope and you tie it to the end and you just put it behind you.
It's too long.
This is not like spelunking. We are not spelunking over here.
St. Paul's the capital of Minnesota, and it's just huge. Like, but
so it's like Minneapolis catacombs almost kind of deal?
Yeah, almost. That's it's cool. Fucking crazy. It was all made like so that they could access different parts of the sewage system and like the electrical system like underneath the streets. And then it just got abandoned, like they stopped the project or whatever, but now there's just all these tunnels that people like go explore through. But then near where I used to live by the Mississippi River, and there was this building, the Pillsbury.
Pillsbury
like,
Doughboy?
No, it's just the factory. Pillsbury factory.
Sam, do you just do like word association
yes,
in your head?
That's all she does. But I actually broke in that one and like went into their sub-basement, and it was fucking insane. Like, we go down like this hallway, it's pitch fucking black in here, and go down this ladder, go down another hallway, go down another ladder, and we'd started at ground floor, and all of a sudden we just end up in this, like, go down this huge ladder and end up in this gigantic fucking room that was like the size of like probably like half this building, and just completely pitch black. And we just had like his like fucking like headlamp. That's what made me think of all
his
this.
Minor light,
it was like
yeah.
his fucking minor headlamp to show us like around it, and it was huge.
This sounds like the beginning of The Descent.
Dude, yeah, no, it felt
it
like
sounds
that.
Like, it sounds like Stephen would, you know, disappear really easily considering he's a weasel.
Well, I would get away, yeah.
Stephen made it out, though. We don't know about the other people.
Yeah.
No,
they might still
me,
be down there.
It was just me and one other guy.
Stephen's part of the weasel
up,
people.
We went up, like, another direction to see if we could climb up, like, to the top of the building because it was, like, I want to say it was, like, probably, like, 10 to, like, 12 stories. So we wanted to go up. And when we started going up, we set off a motion detector because they were planning on turning into condos. And so we had to fucking book it out of there. And then when he was on his way home, because we went back to my house, and then he went like to go head home and ran into the cops, and they started questioning him and shit. And he stole something from there and put it in his backpack, and they knew it was from there, but they
couldn't.
Wait,
what was it?
Steal?
Was it like an artifact?
No, it's just a wrench.
It
like
wasn't
rush,
an artifact.
A rusty old wrench.
It's an
artifact.
Aztec artifacts above a Pillsbury factory. Indiana Jones missed this one.
That belongs in a museum. That is exactly what the cop said.
It's like a pack of cigarettes, keys.
Come on, empty your
Caribbean.
Cargo shorts. Let's see what you got in there. What is
empty
this?
Empty your cargo shorts. What does it belong
to? I know
here?
You're hiding things under your cape.
You got a vape pen. You got...
See, the cape has to have secret pockets so you can get away with stealing things from abandoned.
You don't
tunnels.
You don't think like a cape would give away anything weighted like in the middle of it?
No. Not if the cop isn't wearing it. How would he know?
Yeah, and how do you search a cape?
You just shake it. You shake it like a rug.
Do you go
and hope
out,
things
do you,
fly
do you
out?
Feel the outside. You,
yeah,
or
you
feel
just
the inside?
You just feel the
you
outside.
You just do a pat down, just like a standard.
But it's
pat
usually
down.
Like magicians who wear capes. So it's like where did it go?
You gotta be extra.
He's pulling
careful.
Out a long thing of rags. Like, why are they all tied together? There's so many.
It's an endless handkerchief Some fake doves.
There's a dead rabbit on the end.
Like, like a magician. Well, if they put it in the cape, then it obviously disappears. Only the magician
that
can bring it back.
That would be a great like comedy sketch, like a magician being stopped by a cop and having to be searched and pulling out like the colorful handkerchief.
That sounds
that
like something
ending.
That's like got done back in like Monty
I think
Python.
I've seen. I think I've seen something done like that recently where it was supposed to be like one of those fake, like, oh, look at this guy fucking, like one of those like prank videos, and some cop guy went to a cop and he was doing it. And,
oh,
like,
I saw the one where they go up to the cop and he's like, do you want to buy some weed? And the cop gets like really pissed, and then he does like a thing and makes it disappear.
Yeah,
cop,
I think that's the one I'm talking
cop,
about.
Like, throws him up against the wall and is like, what the fuck?
Or there's the one where it's like the people in the mall and they're selling something and they like have a like their jackets up and they pass a pot, and the cop's like, son of a bitch, and like walks away from them.
Wait, do you know Sexy Saxophone Man? I know it's like
yeah,
a super
I remember
old.
That.
I was at so Lillian's the other day, and there was a guy walking down the street with a saxophone, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I was like, "Do it!"
And just through eye contact.
Yeah, I looked at him, and I was like, "Do it!" And everybody at the table that I was sitting at, they were like, "What are you talking about? Like, why are you saying a weird thing? Like, why are you saying that to this random guy?"
What,
and
did he play Careless Whisper?
No. I looked at him, and I was like, "Do it!" And he was like, "Come on, I don't want to do it." Like.
You're carrying a saxophone.
Everyone asked me to do it, and I was like, please, please do it. And then he did it, and everybody at the table freaked out. They were like, how did you guys communicate like that? And I was like, of course saxophone because players would know exactly what I mean.
There is a very particular look for when you're requesting Careless Whisper.
Yeah.
All saxophone players know the look.
Especially when
it's probably the only
pool,
song they ever
Whisper.
Get requested.
That's the only saxophone song. Play some Kenny G! Woo! And that's about as far as they know about saxophones.
It's either Careless Whisper or Kenny G.
Yeah, exactly.
You got really, really excited about Kenny G.
People love Kenny G.
No, they don't.
People went
what are you talking about? I'm
Kenny
sure.
You were alive during the early 90s. People went fucking crazy for
I
Kenny
bet he's
G.
rich as shit,
yeah, but
too.
Anybody that was going crazy for Kenny G in the early 90s was like those people that I just don't want to associate with anyways.
That's fine.
Yeah, right. Kenny G might suck, but he's worth $50 million.
He's made it.
That's pretty close to how
yeah,
much I'm
worth. Yeah, playing sexy
Kenny
sex.
That's pretty
that's
close
when you know
to how much
it.
I'm worth.
50 million what?
We cigarettes. So me going off like back to me and Wolfgang's newspaper that we're going to start. He has a plan on how this is going to turn
I
into
I want
to
boycott
a,
that paper.
No, you're not. Don't boycott our paper. You'll love our paper. You can be part of our paper. You can write for it. That's what anybody can write for.
Oh, when you were talking
is it
about
actually
earlier?
Just a zine?
No,
it's
it is
not
a
zine.
This is a legit.
It's a
paper.
Zine on newspaper
it's not
paper.
A zine, it's a paper.
No, it is a newspaper.
If you're auditioning people to do the, what you want somebody to go out on the street and be like, extra, extra, read all about it, right?
Do you
want to
do it?
No, Charlie needs to audition for that. He can do it.
He's too tall. He doesn't look like
a
kid.
It doesn't matter. He can do the voice.
Yeah.
Can he?
It's for the voice, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He can totally do it.
We'll hire him for that. We're going to pay those people, by the
he's
way.
He's too
we're
tall
getting,
to be a little
we're
newsy.
We're going to get ad space
get him,
on this, so we're actually going to have money
to
pay people.
He'll sit on his knees and put the shoes on under his knees.
And put a bunch of pile of papers behind him so he
and
can't
then,
see the back
then,
of his
and
legs.
And then the cape will cover it.
And then we'll put the cape on him.
And then it's just freakishly long arms.
He's like a flammable arm suit man.
Don't you want the kids to look like
a fucking
alien?
That's how he can hand out.
He's going to look like a goddamn orangutan.
No, that's how he can hand out newspapers that well.
He has a
really long arm.
He has a longer reach. Let him do it.
All right. We can get him to hand out some. We'll give him some money.
Did anybody watch Breaking the Magician's Code, though?
Is that the guy with the mask who's like, people don't like me. I look like a lucha wrestler. Like
no,
that guy?
No.
What?
Like,
who is that?
I've never seen
that. I don't know what either of you are talking about.
No, Breaking the Magician's Code was like an early 2000s show where it was just like this asshole who took all of the magician's secrets and he broadcasted them on like a TV show.
Yeah.
But the best thing about that entire show was that the narrator was super sleazy.
Yeah, wasn't he like really into the magician's assistant?
Yeah,
like,
he'd be
she looks so good doing that.
Yes, yeah. Just if we could just watch the beautiful magician's assistant coming out and assisting him so well. Or like he would try to make a girl disappear and the narrator would be like, I wouldn't want to see her go.
That's awesome.
All right, this is this is the one I was thinking about. This guy.
Yes, that's the
guy.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
That's
yeah.
The guy.
He looks like a wrestler, like a luchador wrestler.
Like a cross between
No,
Bane
it's a
luchador.
Libre. You're talking about Lucha Libre.
Luchador is another term for this type of wrestler, yes.
Okay, you're right.
Okay, I don't know.
No, that's what I was, yeah. He eventually revealed himself.
I don't know that at all. I don't know, like, in
the fifth episode,
yeah, he couldn't reveal his identity because then all the magicians would be mad at him for breaking
the
code.
Yeah, you get blackballed by even the lower venue.
Look at that
smug
motherfucker.
Oh, shit, that's him.
He's just some regular dude.
Yeah. He looks...
The Magician's Alliance, we demand to be taken seriously. Oh, that's two episodes in a row of Arrested Development.
Yeah!
Let's see how long you can keep that going.
Well, we stopped.
Don't do it on purpose.
What was the first one, Never Nudes?
No, last one we just talked about it. Like,
David Cross. And
just
then
David Cross in
then
general.
Talk about Gene Parmesan. It's like, ah! And all that stuff, you know.
You got me again!
You got
Gene!
Me again!
No, that's
oh
a great
my god,
shit.
That show is fucking
off
great.
On Arrested Development.
I mean, we do it with Rick and Morty all the time.
Yeah, we talked about like 45 minutes about Rick and Morty one time.
I think we have almost every episode we've brought up Rick and Morty. So
and we bring up how
bring
we used to talk
again.
About Rick and Morty,
even if
season three.
Not with this one.
You can't.
Oh yeah, we can't ruin anything for Sam. She won't watch the show.
I will.
She'll still
eventually.
Watch it. She'll forget everything the second we leave this apartment.
Wow,
I feel like that happens.
I'm not that bad.
Your memory just resets like every like 5 days.
Yeah, it's like she's in Groundhog Day, but for her memory. She's just stuck in the same day.
That doesn't actually even make any sense. How would that work? Wait, she wakes up and thinks it's the same day?
Her memory just resets every day. Like, she's going to keep thinking to come and do the podcast every day.
Or is it more like a memento kind of thing? She's like, wait, what am I doing? And she has to write notes. Yeah,
that's true. She does tattoo everything
that
happens.
Oh, who did the joke?
Oh, he's chasing me.
Who did the... I think it was David Cross did the joke. He's like, I want to get a tattoo that says, don't watch Memento.
Yeah. That was a good one.
And it has to be somewhere really inconvenient, like above your navel.
Like the Thug Life one.
Yeah. Just like
that's
that.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend who got destroy me above her vagina.
That was pretty bad. That's classy. Right.
I've seen people have like their butthole tattooed as like lube first or something.
No.
Yeah, I don't
know. That's uncomfortable to get tattooed.
Yeah, well, I don't know why that person would want a tattoo. Their sinners like holding their cheeks on the I don't want to be that tattoo artist. I don't want to be any part of that equation. That does not sound like fun.
I would deny that.
I don't even want to know that person.
Yeah. No, that fuck
what's
that.
The worst tattoo you've ever seen?
The worst tattoo?
Like, personally, you've ever seen.
Oh, like, in person?
Yeah.
Oh, I was at Moe's in Daytona, and there's this woman. She had, like, four children around her. They're, like, running around. She's, like, this fat, like, redneck woman. And on the back of her shoulder says, money makes me cum, with it dripping on the end.
Oh, God.
It says, money makes me C-U-M cum.
Yes, and it's dripping. The cum is dripping.
I was gonna engage in this. You should have gone last. No one can top
that.
That
was the best tattoo I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
And also, I've seen people with the Kaylee Anthony tattoos, which I find is really odd.
How many kids?
Like four kids. And she was like, well, she was with another woman, so they might have been her, like both of their kids. But there was at least four kids like circling her.
At least surrounded by
four
children.
They're getting the Joey Jr.'s getting to their table, and they're like, now come too much.
After how many kids do you think that she got that tattoo?
Or was it before the kids?
No, I think it was definitely.
Oh, it was still cellophane.
I don't know. I'll never forget seeing an older man's tattoo of his own face on the back of his head. That one has scarred me for a long time now. That was actually right when I moved to Gainesville. That's like the first thing I saw.
That is amazing.
I saw a Publix bag boy. It was a man, but he had income tax, and it was the Ghostbuster logo on top. I was like, no income tax, like
what?
Tattooed on his forearm.
He must feel really
strongly about this.
This is a topic he feels super strongly about.
Well, okay, the only way I can contribute to this, because I don't have anything that good, was because they never got the tattoo, but this kid I used to work with was like talking to the guy who does my tattoos. And I was like, oh, yeah, you want to, like, tattoos? Like, come talk to my guy. Like, you know, he's pretty cool, whatever. He works right next to us. So we were just talking to Mark. And the kid was like, yeah, I want to get this giant locust on my neck. And I want it to say, no justice, just locust. Because my friend has a tattoo on his neck that says, no justice, just us. And I think that'd be funny. And I'm like, this is the worst tattoo on so many levels. On his neck, like straight up wanted it to curl around, like fully visible all the time.
You know, I actually saw weirdly enough, I saw a bag boy at Publix shirtless. And
why is he shirtless?
Okay.
He just had his apron on and cargo shorts.
Yeah, I don't know why. But his back had a tattoo of a plastic bag, and it said, "I'm the most beautiful thing you've ever seen."
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
Now, this isn't real.
No. I'm being completely serious.
It was a plastic bag blowing in the wind.
Yeah, this was in Bagging West, for this life. Was in West Palm Beach, though.
Oh, my God. You have to be fucking kidding me.
It just is bag life.
I'm not. It said, "I am the most beautiful thing you've ever seen."
I'd rather just say bag life underneath it.
Bag life bag is life. Good.
Bag life is
Across
good.
Across the shoulder blades.
All right, well, you want to take another quick break real fast, and we'll come back and have them
do the song?
Yeah, we'll play no song.
Do you want to talk about this before we, like, come back and do it, or do you want to do it like
Well, we can give a quick intro. Pretty much, Sam and I are musical lovers.
Geniuses? Oh.
It's almost like you can finish each other's...
Sandwiches!
Yeah, you got it.
I
had no part.
I'm there. Don't worry.
I have no part in that.
I see you. Sam and I just... work really well together.
Always have.
Under the musical umbrella.
Little background story of so Lauren and I were hanging out, you know, we lived in the same house, and she's writing this song on her guitar, and I'm in the bathroom, and it's like a shotgun house. I'm at all the way at the end, and she's writing the song on the guitar, and I think in my mind while I'm peeing in the bathroom, I'm like, she should do this. Like, this different riff to, like, change up this, like, song
a
little
bit. Yeah, she's literally, like, she's just hearing me playing through an amp. Yeah, like, she's just hearing my guitar coming through the amp to the back of the house.
And I'm thinking in my head, I'm just like, she should change, like, a couple of these, like, chords to something different. And lo and behold, a second later, she does the exact same thing that I was thinking in my head.
Yeah. So Sam just,
like,
predicts.
Psychic.
Yeah. Exactly. We have some connection when it comes to songwriting. So
it's always been that way.
This is a song that we wrote probably a year ago, maybe more.
What?
It's been a while.
I think it was 2 years ago.
It might have been 2 years ago now. And it's just one that we really love and enjoy to play.
You came up with the entire guitar part. And then Margarita had a part in writing the lyrics.
And so did Andrea. Like our...
Andrea did help with the chorus.
Because this is when we were still in Wino together.
We don't really need the whole backstory of the song, guys. Like, it's cool.
All right, well, basically it's about how everybody in Wino, we've all had terrible dads.
Except
but Lauren's dad
mine.
Is always yeah. the, like, really great dad. And that's why it's called Unreliable Dads.
Yeah, you'll get it when you hear it.
All right, let's go to break and then we'll come back.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Ugh.
All right, and we're that was a quick little break. Okay. And yeah, we switched mics, moved around. And what's the name of the song again? You guys are gonna be playing?
Unreliable Dads.
Unreliable Dads.
By Sam and Lauren.
Yeah,
you we'll close you out with this, guys. So I have nothing to plug. Do you guys have anything to plug real quick, like besides your song?
Well, for anybody living in Gainesville, come to Boca on Saturday. What date is that?
Boca is Saturday the 10th?
The 10th? Yeah.
For the Rosemary Kennedy album release show. Yeah. Sam will be there.
All right.
Awesome.
And here's our song.
Unreliable Dads, here we go.
Greeting, but it'll have to do. Why were you leaving? Didn't think our last words would be fuck you. Can't think with you screaming. Only fought for me when you had something to prove. Every day I struggle. Too bad you're gone and left our feelings to rot. Her dad is the dad we all wish we had. Her dad would never hurt me like my quiet as